Her window was down halfway, and I noticed that she tossed a glance in my direction. No, it was even better than that. She tossed a glance at me, looked away, and then turned her adoring eyes back on me and stared. I wiggled my left eyebrow at her, and oh, you should have seen her response. She lifted her ears ever so slightly and smiled. Well, that told me all I needed to know. I heaved myself up from the spare tire, tossed a wink at Drover, he'd been watching the whole thing, and swaggered over to the side of the pickup. "Howdy, ma'am," I said in my deepest, most malodorous voice. "I don't think I've ever seen you at this stoplight before." Her response caused my old heart to swell up like something. Red beans soaking in a bowl of water, I suppose. She said, and this is a direct quote, she said,
"Oh?
Wow." I went on. "Yes, ma'am. You see, I own a big ranch south of town. I seldom come to Twitchell, and when I do, I don't get many opportunities to, well, chat with the ladies at a stoplight." And she said, check this out, she said,
"Oh?
Wow." I had her going, fellas. I could see the light in her eyes and hear the quiver of romance in her voice. I didn't slow down or back up. No, sir. I plunged on and went straight into the big ticket. "I noticed you admiring my mud flaps." Her eyes seemed to, well, blank out, I guess you would say.
"You're what?"
She was being coy. I had caught her stealing glances at the mud flaps, see, and she didn't want me to know, I guess. With these women, it's hard to tell what's really going on. They give you a sign and pretend they didn't. They say one thing and mean another. It's kind of confusing, to tell you the truth, but I was pretty sure I had her going in the right direction. I plunged on and showed her a wolfish smile. "My mud flaps. They're pretty nice, huh? They're heavy duty. Only the biggest and..." Oops, the light changed and we were moving forward. It caught me off guard and I had to do a little scrambling around to keep my balance. But fortunately, the lady's car stayed beside our pickup. I continued speaking louder to be heard over the roar of the pickup. "Only the biggest and best of your ranch pickups have these heavy-duty mud flaps. The women seem to like them. And I noticed you..." Slim let off the gas and shifted gears, causing me to stagger. "I saw you admiring them.